Time for the KSL In-Depth. We've been telling you this afternoon about a Washington Post story that pitches Utah Representative Mia Love as a possible running mate for Donald Trump. She's one of 35 potential running mates, and the Washington Post says she could help Trump appeal to women and minorities.
But would Love even want that position? In a statement, Love says she is laser-focused on Utah and isn't interested in being vice president. When she voted in the state's presidential preference caucus, Love sided with Ted Cruz. Utah State University political science professor Michael Lyons joins us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Professor, give us your take. Would this be a good thing for Mia Love?
Oh, I think it might be a very good thing for Mia Love, but I think the odds of her actually being designated as Trump's running mate are very, very low. What's really going on here, I think, is that Hillary Clinton is having a terrific week. She won decisively in California. She has the president's endorsement. Sanders appears ready to fold his campaign. And Trump wants to derail her. I mean, Trump is a master of media management, and this could dim the spotlight on Hillary a little bit. You don't take 35 candidates for the vice presidency seriously. Mitt Romney got down to a serious list of about 5 to 8, I believe. And another purpose politically here for Trump is to demonstrate that he's inclusive, to demonstrate that he's not a racist, to demonstrate that he's not a misogynist, that he's serious about policy, that he'll consider members of Congress. So he's making a symbolic statement here, and Mia Love just doesn't provide enough to the ticket. There are choices that would strengthen Trump in swing states, that would give him greater foreign policy credibility, frankly, better choices, people with much more experience than Mia Love.
Yeah, she has not even endorsed Trump as a candidate yet and pretty much shot down any speculation about a possibility of a VP candidacy. So is that a strategic move on her part, though?
Well, who knows what's going on in her mind. If she's well advised, she's being told that she's not under serious consideration. If Trump limited his possible running mates to those who enthusiastically embraced his candidacy back in January, he would be working from a very, very short list. And so the fact that Love was not an early supporter of Trump, I don't think is an obstacle. In some ways, for example, Marco Rubio might be the best conceivable running mate for Trump, and certainly he didn't endorse Trump.